I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and today's faith for today is titled, God Opposes the Proud, but Gives Grace to the Humble. Our scripture today is James 4:6, but he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. This verse from James reminds us of the profound truth about our relationship with God. Pride separates us from him, but humility opens the door for his abundant grace. Pride often leads us to rely on ourselves, to think we are self-sufficient and in control. It blinds us to our need for God and others, causing division and isolation. In essence, pride says, I've got this, while pushing God to the sidelines. But scripture is clear, God opposes the proud. Why? Because pride distorts our hearts, making it impossible for us to fully receive his love and truth. On the other hand, humility is the posture of surrender. It acknowledges our dependence on God and recognizes that all we have comes from him. Humility doesn't mean thinking less of ourselves. It means thinking of ourselves less and focusing more on God and others. When we approach God with humble hearts, he pours out his grace, the unmerited favor that strengthens, restores, and empowers us. Grace isn't something we earn. It is freely given to those who admit they need it. As we go through life, let us examine our hearts. Are we holding on to pride, striving in our own strength, or are we humbling ourselves before God, ready to receive his grace? Let's talk about humility. Humility, in contrast, is the recognition of our need for God. It is an honest acknowledgement of who we are in the light of who God is. Humility doesn't mean weakness or self-loathing. It means placing ourselves under God's authority and trusting in his power. What is grace? Grace is unmerited favor, a gift we cannot earn. It is the strength to overcome, the forgiveness of sin, and the power to live in alignment with God's will. An example of humility would be Jesus himself modeled ultimate humility by taking on human form, serving others, and going to the cross. Philippians 2:5 through 11 kind of summed up is because of his humility, God exalted him above all. The tax collector in Jesus' parable who simply prayed, God be merciful to me, a sinner, went home justified, while the self-righteous Pharisee did not. You can look that up in Luke chapter 18. When we humble ourselves before God, we make room for his grace to work in our lives. His grace forgives our sins, transforms our hearts, and equips us to live for his glory. Living a life of humility doesn't come naturally. It requires intentionality and the help of the Holy Spirit. Here are three ways that we can grow in humility. One, we can recognize God's greatness. Regularly reflect on who God is, his power, wisdom, holiness, and love. When we see God for who he is, we naturally understand our dependence on him. Worship is a powerful way to cultivate humility. Number two, acknowledge your need for God. Humility begins when we confess, I cannot do this on my own. This applies to every area of our life, our salvation, our struggles, our relationships. Daily prayer and dependence on God's word remind us of our need for him. And then number three, serve others. Jesus taught that the greatest in the kingdom of heaven were those who serve. Look it up, Matthew 23:11-12. When we prioritize others over ourselves, we reflect the humility of Christ. So James 4:6 is both a warning and an invitation. God opposes the proud, those who seek to live independently of him, but he pours out his grace on those who humble themselves before him. Today, let us reflect on our own hearts. Are we clinging to pride, or are we walking in humility? Are we resisting God, or are we opening ourselves to his grace? Let us choose humility, trusting that in lowering ourselves, God will lift us up. As James 4:10 says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. May we live in the light of his grace, depending on him in all things. Thanks for listening. Once again, I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit.